Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nationwide, no Kings protests are planned today, which House Speaker Mike Johnson calls hate America rallies. They love America, but hate some things happening, says Public Citizen Co-President Robert Weissman.
People are worried about the illegal firings that are endangering our health and safety. People are worried about arbitrary efforts to cut off people's health care. People are upset about the illegal deployment of troops. People do not want to see masked agents abducting people from our streets.
On day 18 of the government shutdown with no end in sight, businesses in the nation's capital are hurting. Khalid Pitts co-owns Cork Wine Bar and Market in the heart of D.C.
A lot of businesses are going week by week to see what's going to happen. Can we make payroll? Can we pay our vendors off?
Evacuation in southwest Alaska after a hurricane-force storm with more than 1,000 people airlifted out of towns virtually washed away. Israel says a tenth hostage's remains have been identified. This is ABC News. Welcome news for this American aircraft maker.
The Federal Aviation Administration said Friday it will allow Boeing to produce more 737 MAX airplanes, increasing the monthly limit that it imposed after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines jet that the company built nearly 2 years ago. The FAA says Boeing can now produce 42 MAX jets per month, up from 38.
ABC's Dave Packer. Big shakeup for the British royal family. Prince Andrew is giving up his royal title, Duke of York. The timing may be linked to the Jeffrey Epstein case and Virginia Giuffre's upcoming memoir. She's the woman who has accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her as a teenager. ABC's Marcus Moore.
He will still be known as Prince Andrew, a title he was given at birth, but his ex-wife is no longer a duchess, just Sarah Ferguson. And the royals also personally distancing themselves from Prince Andrew, saying he is not invited to Christmas.
ABC's Marcus Moore. The book was written before Giuffre's suicide earlier this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
It's currently a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for sunny skies to partly cloudy and much warmer than normal, with highs reaching around 74. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of light showers, lows dropping to around 45. Your Sunday forecast calls for blistery conditions and cooler, with the decreasing clouds gradually rolling through and highs reaching around 59. For Sunday night, mainly clear, frost possible in spots, with lows dropping to around 35. And for Monday, increasing clouds and breezy, a 30% chance of some light showers in the evening, highs reaching around 68. In Richland Center, after a morning's low of 53 degrees, we're again currently at a sunny 72.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at prattfuneralservice.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's Saturday, October 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Friday was a busy day for the Iowa County Sheriff's Department. Around noon, a deputy from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 151 near North Oak Park Road in the township of Mineral Point. As a result of the traffic stop, Jeremiah W. Ennis, 46, of Janesville, was arrested for a probation hold, ignition interlock device tampering, fail to install and violate court order, and operating while revoked. Ennis was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked on these charges and remains. Just after 2 p.m. on Friday, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motor vehicle accident with entrapment on Snead Creek Road near High Point Road in the township of Wyoming. The Spring Green Fire Department, Spring Green EMS, along with Iowa County Sheriff's deputies, assisted at the scene. Upon arrival to the scene, it was found that there were no vehicles involved, and it was an accidental 911 dial from a cell phone. All units returned to quarters. And finally, at 4:15 on Friday, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a two-car motor vehicle accident on U.S. Highway 14 near the village of Arena. Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, as well as the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported as a result of this incident. The University of Wisconsin System announces another campus closing. Adam Hess has more.
It was announced on Friday that operations will cease at UW-Platteville-Baraboo Sauk County campus as of May 22, 2026. An email sent to UW-Platteville community members by Chancellor Tammy Ivitovich stated, quote, "This will not impact in-person degree instructional programs at the main Platteville campus. Our top priority is supporting students, faculty, and staff through this change, and we have created a dedicated transition team to assist them through this process," end quote. According to a UW press release, UW-Platteville is set to help students transition seamlessly to its main campus. The university will develop individualized plans for staff and faculty. The Baraboo Sauk County campus opened in 1968. Enrollment is currently at 178, with class sizes averaging 14. One of the reasons for closure is the result of continuously declining enrollment at the campus. Dale Schultz of Richland Center was a member of the Wisconsin Senate from the 17th District and served as Senate Majority Leader from 2005 until 2007 and was recently on Civic Media's Todd Albaugh Show. Schultz said it's the students that pay the price each time a campus closes.
I was always very proud of the University of Wisconsin when it believed that the borders of the university are the borders of the state. With each campus that closes, those borders shrink in size, and the students, the traditional and non-traditional students who depended on these campuses, find themselves being left high and dry. And for a state that once prided itself on its educational prowess, it is indeed a sad day.
Dale Schultz went on to say, with each closing, the community, usually a rural one, feels the impact.
Once again, the rug was pulled out from underneath folks and people in this area who are worried about the economy like they are in many places in this country, particularly young people. The ability to be job worthy depends on continuing education and access to education. And this just is another nail in the coffin. And it means that rural areas and smaller communities are going to not prosper like they should.
It's been 2 years since the University of Wisconsin closed the Richland campus. Along with the 2022 announcement of the Richland closing, the closing of UW-Oshkosh branch campuses was announced in 2023, and in 2024, UW-Milwaukee branch campuses were closed, affecting Washington County and the Waukesha area. Before the recent closures, the only UW College campus to close was UW-Medford in 1980. While the university operations are ending, the campus buildings will be returned to Sauk County, where there is a plan to find other ways to use them to serve the region. For Civic Media News, I'm Adam Hess.
Attorney General Josh Call secured a preliminary injunction continuing the temporary block of the U.S. Department of Agriculture from acting on its demand that states turn over personal and sensitive information about millions of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program recipients. SNAP, known as Food Share in Wisconsin, is a federally funded, state-administered program that provides billions of dollars in food assistance to tens of millions of low-income families across the country. SNAP applicants provide their private information in connection with using the program. USDA has threatened to withhold administrative funding for the program if states fail to comply with its unprecedented demand for data, effectively forcing states to choose between protecting their residents' privacy and providing critical nutrition assistance to those in need. Any delay in funding could be catastrophic for Wisconsin and its residents who rely on SNAP to purchase food. WRCO News Time is 12:12.
There are more choices and more savings with the return of Value Bonanza at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center, your local New Holland dealer. That's right, Value Bonanza is back, and that means it's time to take advantage of low-rate financing and cash-back offers on the equipment you need most. Right now, you can get a low-rate financing for up to 72 months on select New Holland tractors and conventional hay and forage equipment, or choose cash back on select models. And don't miss out on low-rate financing for 60 months or cash back on subcompact, compact, and Workmaster tractors. More choices, more savings. It's all happening now during Value Bonanza, only at Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. But hurry, these special offers end December 31st, 2025. Stop in today and talk to the team at Simpsons Tractor, where value meets performance.
Drip, drip. Hear that? Don't let a small leak turn into a big problem. At Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, we're here 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs, repairs, replacements, and emergencies. You can trust Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, where your problem is our priority. For plumbing needs, big and small, we've got you covered. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. 649-7916.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Today's news continues. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. It's a good time to brush up on cybersecurity practices to help protect personal information. It is also a good time to clean up and organize digital files, as well as add cybersecurity routines like backing up data. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Important digital files like work, photos, personal documents, and receipts should be backed up on an external storage device or with a cloud storage device, because this protects these files in case the original device fails or if it's compromised by malware. So create a regular backup routine for extra security. Figure out what works best for you. Is it every day, once a week, once a month, every time you take X amount of photos on your other device? But find the routine that works best for you in securing your information.
To help keep your personal information safe, it is recommended to delete sensitive data.
We need to regularly review those saved files so we can identify unneeded sensitive documents. For example, old tax paperwork that we may have electronically. It's not staring us in the face as the same as it would if it's in a file cabinet. And then when you get rid of it, you need to be sure you're fully deleting them from the device. And that even means your backup storage. Don't just delete it from your baseline device. You need to be sure if that sensitive files were ever backed up, that they're also removed from that backup device so you don't allow inappropriate access to that information.
Michelle Reinen urges you to avoid sending sensitive data.
Please do not do that. Even if it is sent to a trusted source like a friend or family member, sensitive data like your personally identifiable information, social security number, bank accounts, dates of birth, and other account passwords should never be sent by email, text message, or direct message. You want to be sure that whenever you are allowing that information out of your hands, you're doing so in a very secure manner that may be face-to-face contact or using encryption or directly to a secure portal, but don't just use that email, text, or direct message methodology.
Another good cybersecurity routine is being careful with physical storage.
Be cautious using USB thumb drives. They're really convenient for sharing files, but they can also spread viruses and malware. So you can easily lose them as well. So if you have sensitive data on that, you want to make sure that it's securely stored on that device if you're transporting it, because it could end up out of your bag or out of your hand and someone else could gain access to it. And in turn, if you see a device or receive one through a contest, promotion, or free, be cautious when plugging that directly into the computer, because unless you know where it's been and who's had access to it, where it's come from, you could be loading something onto your device that will give it a virus or malware. You need to be very cautious with those small little thumb drives.
If your personal information has been stolen or if you are a victim of a scam, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. The Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children will be holding their annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Boscobel Mobile Pack helps Feed My Starving Children, a Christian nonprofit whose goal is to eradicate hunger throughout the world, specifically in children, by assembling food ingredients into meal packets for those who are starving. There are Mobile Pack headquarters in 4 states, and they also go on the road to over 260 communities, including Boscobel, who help produce the meal packets. Many fundraisers, like tonight's event, help support Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children. Bruce Pitsley is with the Boscobel Mobile Pack and an organizer of the event.
Our Mobile Pack has grown, largely in part to the facility that we're able to use. Truvant graciously allows us to use their building number 3 in Boscobel, and there's plenty of space in there. It has allowed us to grow our Mobile Pack. When you grow your Mobile Pack, that means you're able to pack more meals, but that also means that you need to raise more money. So that is the reason why we continue to have our fundraisers. We do awareness events. We're in parades. We do a few fundraisers during the year.
There will be many great donated items to bid on. Auction preview and social time will begin at 5 o'clock, and the dinner will be served at 6. Cost of the dinner is $10. The live auction will begin at 7 o'clock. There will also be a bake sale, silent auction, and raffles throughout the evening at the Boscobel Mobile Pack for Feed My Starving Children annual harvest dinner and auction tonight at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For more information about the Boscobel Mobile Pack or how to donate, you can call Bruce at 608-485-2678 or Catherine at 608-485-2554. You can also go online to give.fmsc.org/boscobel. To learn more about Feed My Starving Children, you can visit their website at fmsc.org. Community Players production of Pride and Prejudice will once again take the stage tonight at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The curtain will rise tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow afternoon at 2. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children under 18. Tickets for Community Players production of Pride and Prejudice are only available at the door. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources celebrates the start of the 2025 elk hunting season today. This is Wisconsin's 8th elk hunting season since the reintroduction of elk in the state and the first year with antlerless harvest opportunities. The 13 hunters participating in the state-administered hunt were randomly selected from the pool of more than 26,000 applicants. The DNR also reminds hunters and the general public that the 2025 pheasant season opened this morning and runs through Sunday, January 4th. The opening weekend has a daily bake limit of one rooster per day. Starting on Monday, the daily bake limit increases to two roosters per day. This limit remains in place for the remainder of the season. More information, including complete pheasant hunting regulations, shooting hours, and helpful tips, you can visit the DNR's pheasant hunting webpage.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock is not guaranteed continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Today is Saturday, October 18th. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85 of Avoca, died October 8th at Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet today from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry Kohlmeyer is survived by his wife of 64 years, Joyce, two daughters, Joy and Brad Bird of Avoca, and Jill Harris of Muscadet. Stepson, Mark Recob of California, along with six grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, along with nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry L. Kohlmeyer, 85, of Avoca. Susan May Krieger, 76 of Richland Center, died September 29th. A memorial service will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Arlington. Friends may call the church on Sunday from noon until the time of the service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Susan Krieger is survived by her husband, Lonnie, son, Jeffrey Krieger, daughters Jennifer and David Adkins, and Jessica and Benjamin Olson, along with three grandchildren, three brothers, George, Sydney, and Gary, and many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Susan May Krieger, 76, of Richland Center. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with military rites to follow the funeral. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the service at 10. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society, Five Points Lutheran Church, Schmidt Woodland Hills, or the Richland Center Fire Department. Carl Hansen is survived by his wife, Ardith, sister Irma and Don Miller of Richland Center, sisters-in-law Nancy Schoffert, along with Connie and Leonard Fry, and Annette and Don Clark of Richland Center, along with four nephews, great-nieces and great-nephew, special cousin Diane and Phil Zimmerman of Iowa, and many other relatives and friends. Hans Carl Hansen, 82, of Richland Center. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died on October 9th at the New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burials to follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 2 o'clock. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Tressa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa, along with many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Baskerville Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Baskerville Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today. Randy and Anita Murdoch, Thomas Barna and Mary Bradford, Jamie and Stacy Lazecki, Lori and Brandon Lee, Julie and Norman Putz, and to Mel and Linda Felton, who are celebrating 63 years today. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Baskerville Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good Saturday. Hope you're enjoying yourself, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some really nice weather shaping up for the rest of today if you want to get out and enjoy some fall color. Have yourself a little picnic or get on the water for some canoeing. Should be absolutely gorgeous out there with temperatures running about 20 degrees above normal. Things will start to drop down, though, by tomorrow as gusty northwest winds develop across Wisconsin, behind a strong low-pressure system taking shape over toward Indiana and Michigan. The heart of the rain with that will also stay off to the east of us, but we could catch just a couple of light showers tonight. Beyond that, we'll see another weather system slide in Monday evening. Could bring us a few rain showers, gusty winds, and then some colder air again for the mid-portion of the week. Temperatures back even a few degrees below normal. Should see a fair amount of sunshine, though, for the second half of the week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Sunny to partly cloudy, much warmer than normal with a high near 74, west wind up to 10. Mostly cloudy tonight, 50% chance of showers, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, blustery and cooler with decreasing clouds gradually, high near 59 degrees, definitely back to jacket weather. Northwest wind 12 to 25. Sunday night should be mainly clear and chilly, low in the mid-30s. Some scattered frost possible. Monday, increasing clouds and breezy, high near 64. There is a 30% chance of some light showers in the evening. Heading into Tuesday, mostly cloudy, blustery, and cool. Isolated light showers or sprinkles are possible. Low at 42 with a high near 49 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny and still cool. Low in the mid-30s, high near 53. Thursday, chance of frost early, partly cloudy and pretty nice by afternoon. Low 31 with a high of 57. Friday, partly cloudy and milder, low in the mid-30s, high 61. Have a great afternoon. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
We're currently at a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center with a wind speed about 7 miles per hour out of the northwest. Barometer reading of 29.6. And so far today, from this morning, we received 14 hundredths of an inch of rain. Yesterday's high reached 77 degrees, and we had about 9 hundredths of an inch of rain from yesterday. Our morning's low was 53. We had a record high in 1947 of 89 degrees. Record low in 1952 of 16 degrees. Last year's high reached 70 with a low of 37. The sun will set today at 6:14 and rise tomorrow morning at 7:20. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a beautiful sunny 72 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Complexity. It's no secret that lawyers can make things too complicated, partly because that's how lawyers work, and partly because complexity means more billable hours. But that's why we talk and write in a simple, straightforward way. I think you should be able to read and understand the legal work you bought. I hate complexity, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Join Chris Simonson as he takes you on a musical journey through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that spark memories and tunes that make you want to sing along. It's Saturday, it's Simo, and it's all brought to you by our great sponsors. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Mastodon Records, and by WP Dental. Turn it up and enjoy the ride. This is Saturdays with Simo.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. Those are the Tavares with Heaven Must Be Missing an Angel. How's everybody doing today? Hope you've got your dancing shoes on. We've got some really great tunes this afternoon on Saturdays with Simo. It's great to have you along. I want to thank the sponsors of today's program. That would include WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Mastodon Records, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thank you very much to each of those sponsors for letting me come in here and play some tunes today. Keep the disco mood going. We've got a little bit of Donna Summer with I Feel Love.
Little old lady from Pasadena. terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena. The guys come to race her for miles around, but she'll give them a lick, then she'll shut them down. Saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little lady from Pasadena.
Come on, Granny.
Jan and Dean, little old lady from Pasadena, driving right past Sheldon and Leonard's apartment building, I'm sure. Here is the Fifth Dimension with Stone Soul Picnic. Fifth Dimension with Stone Soul Picnic. It's time to take a break and hear from our sponsors this Saturday afternoon. Thank you very much again to each and every one of them. And upon our imminent return, we will hear the Five Satins and some Buddy Knox before we hear some Bee Gees this afternoon. So stick right here. We will be right back after these messages.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Are you ready for some place that's a little different from the usual, where you can enjoy casual fine dining and really relax? Then try Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58, between Laval and Lawston. Featuring beautiful country surroundings, a cozy fireplace, and the warmest hospitality. Tonight's special at Summit Ridge is hand-cut delicious prime rib with twice-baked potatoes and their amazing salad bar. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Make it a dinner to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Mastodon Records in Richland Center will be hosting a tribute to the late, great Ray Schrader coming up on Sunday, October 26th. Ray's family has offered the chance for folks in Southwest Wisconsin to enjoy some of the music that Ray knew and loved. Albums and CDs will be available, proceeds going to a tribute in the future to Ray Schrader. Purchase an album or a CD or just stop by for some great conversation with Ray's family and friends. That's at Mastodon Records coming up on Sunday, October 26th, from 1 o'clock until 4. And as Ray always said, may the good Lord take a liking to you.
Do you see isolation in the eyes of your aging parents? Isolation could lead to depression and anxiety, while companionship brings peace of mind and well-being. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. When your elderly parent gets up in the middle of the night, she'll have a friend to talk with at Harvest Guest Home. Our caregivers have been with us for a long time, a few since we opened our doors in 1995. They have earned the trust and friendship of our residents, making them ideal companions to the lonesome or anxious elderly. Come, see for yourself how our caregivers make excellent companions. Call us today at 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family here.
Thanks for listening. This is WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. You can listen anytime on the radio, online at WRCO.com, or with the Civic Media app.
Oh,
In the still of the night, those are the five satins. This is a little bit of Buddy Knox. He's going to be singing about a party doll.
Well, all I want is party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Well, I saw a gal walking down the street. The kind of a gal I'd love to meet. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. To be with him but when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her finger through his hair. To run her finger through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you.
Brothers and Sister Rose with Treat Her Like a Lady. One more tune before we reach the 1 o'clock hour. These are the Four Tops singing about Bernadette.